Yeah. Well, praise God. Give him a clap offering. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you. Say, I'm blessed. I'm blessed with his blood covenant. My sins are washed. I'm free. Spirit, soul, and body. Because of Jesus. His resurrection power. I'm blessed with his anointing. His Holy Spirit. I'm blessed with his gifts. I'm blessed with his grace. I'm blessed with his righteousness. And this morning, I confess these things. Because I'm working out my salvation. Freedom. Spirit, soul, and body. And I do these things in the power of the name of Jesus. Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, I think these schools need to start doing something, don't you? We don't mean a buzzer just to push a buzzer either. We need some people there to drop those people out in the parking lot. They need to start getting a little rough. If they're going to stop this thing, they're going to have to do something about it. One entrance, bulletproof. Can see out, can't see in. You see someone in the parking lot coming with a coat, with a gun, kill him, drop him right there. Then these poison minds will think twice before they do it again. Every school has got to fall in line, else our children ain't going to be protected. You can't blame the teachers. Six teachers lost their lives trying to save those little ones. They're in there to teach the kids. They ain't in there for security. Amen? All these governors and everything else, we don't have enough money. You find money for lottos in every place, everything else. Amen? I tell you one thing, it's a good thing I'm not in charge. No, I'd kill them. I wouldn't talk to them or nothing. If they had a gun, I'd drop them right there. And I'd tell the people on security, if you see someone come to this door with a gun, kill them right there. Don't even talk to them. Don't even ask them to drop them. Don't even have to put their hands up. Kill them right there. That's the only language you'll understand. They're doing it in China. They're doing it throughout the world now. And the children are paying for it. That's a poison mind. That's satanic that does that stuff. And the schools need to get prayer back in the school. Get Jesus back in the school. But they ain't going to do it, say. And all these teachers' lives are going to be on the line. Because there's somebody right now thinking to do that same thing he done. And they all kill themselves because there's no trial, no nothing. See? And by the way, David, where's David? Did I see David walk in here? Oh, there you are. Listen, David, I want you to invite all the Spanish people you know, and you too. We're going to have a service here New Year's night, but not Tuesday's the first. We're going to have it on Monday night, and Randall and Leslie are going to do some Spanish stuff, and Chris is going to do some things. And Jeff will be in the prayer line, and we're going to ask Mark to do a special. He had to go to the airport. And so everybody's got to go to the airport today, it's the time of year. So I want you to invite, and you too, Guy, I want you to invite every Spanish person you can get to come here are you remembering what I'm saying now? Now that would be January, New Year's Eve. January 1 is Tuesday. We're going to have it Monday night. Okay? Then the 6th of January, we're going to have the Golden Anointing Oil Service, which we pray for everybody's finances. That's Sunday morning on the 6th. I'll keep saying it so we can get it into our spirits. I told somebody Friday we're going to have it the Sunday before, as far as the Golden Anointing Oil Service is concerned, but we changed it to the 6th so we can have it into January, the new year. Golden Anointing, that Sunday morning, we'll be praying for everybody's finances. Monday. And what time is that going to be, Chris? 9, starting at 9? Okay, Chris is saying it's going to start at 9. Leslie and Randall will be doing some things in Spanish. Leslie wants to sing some Spanish in Spanish. Ain't that neat? Praise God. I won't be here. I'm going to be out chasing crooks. That means I'll be in my prayer closet, doing spiritual warfare. Amen? But you ought to come, and I think Chris will do a good job. He's going to spend 15, 20 minutes sharing the Word of God. Leslie and Randall are going to. Jeff will be in the prayer line. Mark's going to do a special. He doesn't know it yet, but he's going to do a special. And then Jerry's going to do the praise and worship. She don't know it yet, but she's going to do it. Then we'll have Quentin on guard duty. Praise God. See, we need to learn to close the door to these satanic things, these poison minds. And if I had kids in school and I was in Connecticut, they wouldn't go back to that school until some things would change big time. Amen? All those little lives are lost now. Well, they were Jesus, but they're in a better place. But the people behind are going to suffer now. Every Christmas, they're going to suffer now and suffer all kinds of different ways. Teachers are going to suffer. They tried to protect those children. They were killed. I mean, don't you think teachers deserve to be protected as well as the children? My God. We ought to hire some Navy SEALs. They know what to do with them. I tell you, if I ever build a building, we ever in charge, man, I'll tell you what, I wouldn't play with them people a bit. And if security people didn't want to blow them away, I'd say go find another job. Even at New Life up there, they were in there drinking coffee and pay attention to what they're doing. That wouldn't happen up there. If you're going to have security, they got to be security. You could have a watchtower up top in the front of the building. They couldn't see in, but you could see out. And the minute someone got out of the car with a gun or dressed in a hoodie or something, drop them right there. Let them burn in hell. See, people don't think. See, God is serious about this thing. He's destroyed a lot of people. Serve this. Tell, hey, who are you going to serve? Take this side or that side. And whoever side they took didn't take God's side, he destroyed them. He sent Joshua and he said, kill them all. See, we want to walk in love. We want to walk in love. We want to put him in prison and feed him the rest of his life. I think he should be in hell burning. It's a good thing I'm not God. But these schools, these governors and everything else, they won't give the schools enough money. Something needs to be done about them. Amen? Well, we're going to talk a little about that, the door of faith. See, if you don't close the door to your mind, I'm telling you, you'll have a poison mind. And it won't take very long. So if you would, Chris, turn to Matthew, we'll start there. Matthew 16:18-19. Hallelujah. See, I'm a great protector. I pray for you people all the time. I know you pray for me and my wife, but I pray for you people all the time. I war so the enemy will leave you alone. I speak the blood of Jesus over names, atop of names every day, twice a day. Do you know that? That's why we don't have many demons walking around in here. I don't want to become religious. I want to become spiritual. Supernatural spiritual. When Jesus said you must be born of the Spirit, you are born again into the supernatural realm. And if we can't protect our people in here, protect our children, what's the point of all this? See, I'm like a Navy SEAL. You got to talk their language. Blow them away and then say, forgive them, Jesus. Amen. If anybody came after my wife and I had a gun, man, he wouldn't get two steps. If I didn't have a gun, I'd rip his throat out. I know how to do that. Marine Corps taught me how to do that. Matthew 16, 18 and 19. Verse 18, I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. See, the gates of hell shouldn't be prevailing against our schools, against the church. These poison minds should not be prevailing. The gates of hell, I don't care if they released all of hell against this church, if we will walk in the authority and the power of our name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, they should not be pulling people down, destroying marriages and children and schools and all kinds of different things. We need to get in the authority of the name of Jesus. We need to be challenged by these so-called demons that are supposed to be something. They're nothing in front of Jesus. They're nothing against the blood covenant. They will not prevail. They're nothing against a man who's in business, who's a Christian. We don't take authority. We don't believe in it. We don't speak it. Do you know there's poison minds out there that want to steal your money? That want to steal your marriage and your children? Well, it goes on to say here, and I will give you the keys, that's authority. Say, I have authority. I have a power over Satan, principalities of powers, over the flesh. See, we're in this world, but not of it. You know, it really burns me when I see all these poor children killed and everything else, and now we're going to let balloons off. Listen, we need to get tough. We need to start protecting the children. We need to start protecting the schools. And if the government don't want to give the money, don't send your kids to school. Homeschool them. We have the authority. I'll give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. And whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. See, God's given us the authority in the heavenly realm and in the earthly realm. And these principalities and powers of the air, that's what's causing all this stuff. That's what's causing all the lying and thievery and killing children and everything else. It's time for the church to wake up. It's time for the church to start interceding and praying against these devils, against these poison minds. Hallelujah. So there's a door of faith. We have to close the door into our minds where the enemy tries to throw all that junk in our minds. We need to learn to be watchmen. Watchmen over our minds, our children, our wives, in our schools, and so on and so forth. We need to learn to be watchmen, amen, and walk in the power of God. And don't be afraid to have God bring things into your life to teach you Holy Ghost on the job training, where you can bind a devil, you can bind principalities and powers, you can bind sickness, you can bind disease, you can bind the poison minds. And there's a lot of poison minds out there. I prophesied back 10, 15, 20 years ago that there's going to be poison minds, you see, and they're going to come in like tumbleweed. And that's exactly what's going on today. You think that's one person out there only going to do that? There's thousands of them out there with poison minds that are evil. And we got to shut them down. Hallelujah. I don't want to talk to no devil. If a person's got the devil, either we're going to cast it out or throw you out with it. Amen? If people want to hang on to the devil, that's fine. I want to hang on to Jesus. Hallelujah. John 10, 1 to 6. Ain't you guys upset over this? My God. See, I want to see get someone come alive and stop blowing these people away. That'll send a message to them. They'll come up with some other ideas. I understand that, but at least we'll protect the children. See, we're security on earth for God. Do you know that? We're in the army of God. We're security. And we got a weapon called the sword. Now, physically, you may think that may stop. So, now, it will. You see, Jesus dealt with demons. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. What did I say? John 10, 1 to 6. Is that one there? Huh? John 10, 1 to 6. Oh, that's 16. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who does not enter the sheep's fold, see, these poison minds have not entered by the door, but climbs up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber. So we're up against, because there's a lot of people out there who claim to be Christians, but they're all of the world. They're thieves and robbers. And you have to discern. Amen? They'll steal your business. They'll steal your marriage. They'll do all kinds of different things. Go on to 2, Chris, please. But he who enters by the door is the sheep, shepherd of the sheep. See, we've come in, we've got protection, we've got the blood of Jesus, we are protected by the shepherd, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Just like I'm supposed to pray over you people. Number 3, to him the doorkeeper opens and the sheep hear his voice. See, we're hearing a lot of voices in the world, but we need to hear his voice. And he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. He don't lead you into the world. He leads you into the supernatural. He leads you deep into him. And when you get into Jesus, he's the door. You ought to close that door. Let nothing else in. By praying and by speaking the word of God. By speaking the name of Jesus. By praying in tongues. Keep yourself inside of that place you've entered into. Into our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen? 4. And when he brings out his own sheep, he goes before them. He does what? See, we don't even believe. We got to believe he goes before us. And the sheep follow him, see, for they know his voice. We're not going to follow these poison minds. We're not going to follow the world. We're not going to follow the government. We're going to follow the supernatural because he's leading the way. And anytime you get in trouble, you've left his way. You've let your mind dictate to you. See, if I was being interviewed and they say, what do you do to that guy? I said, I'd kill him. But I wouldn't let him get through the door. We'd have security there. You and I are security for God. We should be destroying the devil, principalities and powers, sickness and disease. We should be overseeing this whole thing. Not of the world, but of the supernatural. Because he's leading the way. He leads us into victory. He leads us into faith. He leads us into love. He leads us into forgiveness. He leads us into righteousness and mercy and grace. He leads us into the resurrection power. And from that position, you see, we take authority over poison minds. Amen? Hallelujah. Go 5. That... Yet they will by no means follow a stranger. You see, there's so much teachings out there that lead us away from the gospel, that lead us away from the supernatural, that lead us away from the gifts, you see. We just want to be religious people. Yet they will by no means follow a stranger, but will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers. And that's what speaks to these poison minds as strangers. These devils are fallen angels, and they know exactly how to manipulate the flesh and poison minds. Amen? You got to make sure when you're hearing from something, is it God? Is it the Word of God? If you're hearing from pornography, if you're hearing from sin, if you're hearing from booze, if you're hearing from drugs, that's a stranger. If you're hearing from unforgiveness, hate, bitterness, that's a stranger. If you're hearing from guilt and condemnation, that's a stranger. That's not the voice of God. 6. Jesus used this illustration, but they did not understand the things which he spoke to them. Do you notice how Jesus always spoke what the Father said, whether they understood or didn't understand? You remember Nicodemus says, what are you talking about, get born again? What are you talking about? He says, you're a religious leader and you don't understand that? What have you been doing all your life, Nicodemus? But that doesn't mean I'm going to take you aside. I'm still going to speak what I'm hearing the Father speak. See, that's the way I go. I do under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Some people want healing in their body, but the Holy Ghost may tell me to say something else to them because that's the root, you see, that causes the illness in their body. So I don't address the illness. I address what the Holy Spirit says, and it may be something altogether different. I came here for a healing, and you spoke this into my life. Yes, because that's the root that's causing the sickness in your body, in your mind. It doesn't make any difference if anybody understands. Jesus would say things, well, I don't understand. Well, God says today, get understanding. Amen? Hallelujah. Acts 14:27. Now, when they had come and gathered the church together, they reported all that God had done with them, that he had opened the door of faith to the Gentiles. Say, I'm a Gentile. And the door of faith has been opened to me. And I have passed through it. And I have accepted Jesus into my life. And I'm not going outside that door. I'm staying inside that door. Oh my, yeah. And the reason why you got to stay in there? Acts 14:2. But the unbelieving Jews stirred up the Gentiles and poisoned their minds against the brethren. That's what the devil does. He poisons the people's minds with murder and drugs and all kinds of different. He poisoned their minds. The devil's come to rob, steal, and destroy. He's come to poison our minds. How does he do it? It may be drugs, it may be booze, it may be pornography, it may be hate, it may be bitterness, it may be anger, it may be unforgiveness. That's poison. They poisoned the minds. You know why? They didn't want to believe. They didn't want to go in. So they poisoned the minds, you see, against the brethren. Brethren is Christians, that's you and I. And it's today the devil's poisoned people's minds against healing and miracles, against tongues. All passed with the apostles. They're following a stranger, not the word of God. Amen? So people's minds are poisoned. That man that went in there and killed her, his mind was poisoned. And the only way you can fight that poisoned mind is with the instructions of the wisdom of God. See, if I don't hold the shield up, if I don't close the door, he's coming through. All they had is a buzzer in place. And he broke in there. He'll break into your mind if you don't close the door to all the worldly things and open the door to the supernatural realm. Open the door to the Holy Ghost. Follow our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He's our helper. He'll help us do that. We know in John 10:10, he steals, he kills, he destroys. He poisons people's minds. And I'm telling you, saints, as well as I'm standing here, you're going to see that increase and increase and increase until somebody starts doing something about it. And that ain't letting balloons in the air. That's building protection for the children, whether it's in this church or in that school. Some people say, well, I pray he gets it. I don't care if he gets it. I hope he burns in hell. Defenseless little children and teachers. He had a poison mind. And the drugs that are coming into Colorado is going to poison the people's minds. And so you better be careful. You better be prayed up. You better be discerning. You better not walk with a stranger. You better walk with the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, because the poison is going to spread. Robbery and murder and killing. Hallelujah. Mark 5. Say Mark. You ain't getting it right. How'd you say it, Bill? Oh, George, yeah. Okay. Georgie Markey, right? We got to laugh a little bit now. I'm getting stirred up, see? I'm getting violent faith. Amen? Violent faith. Command the hand of God. Okay. Mark 5, 1 to 15. Now, I'm not going to read the whole thing. Go to 2. And they came, wait a minute, they came the other side of the sea in the country. Go ahead, keep going. And I'm going to go quickly now because I want to get to a last verse here. And when he had come out of the boat, immediately they met him out of the tombs. You see, there was a sick man, a poisoned mind, man with an unclean spirit. Jesus knew how to deal with him. He knew how to take authority over him. Number 3. Who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no one could bind him, not even with chains. You see how strong they become to a satanic spirit, a fallen angel? Four. Because he had often been bound with shackles and chains, and many people are bound. You may not see actual chains around people, but many people are bound. Once the person is bound, then the poison really flows into the mind. That's why they become mental. They're bound in many areas. Been pulled apart by him, and the shackles broken pieces, and neither could anyone tame him. See, that's the way that man, that young man was out there. Poisoned mind, shackled, so controlled by demons. If they had the blood of Jesus over that school, at that front door, he wouldn't have come through. 5. And always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs crying out and cutting himself with stones. You ever heard about people who cut themselves? That's all satanic. That's following a stranger. That's being bound, you see, by the end. That's a poisoned mind. I used to do stuff like that. But God healed my mind. Say, God healed my mind. With the word of God. My mind is full of Jesus, his word, and peace. 6. And when he saw Jesus from afar, he ran and worshiped him. Now, can you imagine a demon worshiping Jesus? You know why? They have to bow down to God. They have to bow down to Jesus. The Jesus in you. The reason why they don't bow down, we're in the flesh. We got a poisoned mind. We've allowed to be shackled with religion and all kinds of different stupid things that are running around out there. We're security. We got the sword. We got the shield. 7. And he cried out with a loud voice and said, "What have I to do with you, Jesus?" See, he knew who Jesus was. He was the son of the... Well, see, he knows that you got the Spirit of God in you. Don't you know that? He knows that you're light. But he poisons the mind, you see. He gets you to follow strangers, the world's way of doing things. Then he comes in into the mind. And then there's a battle between the flesh and the spirit. And if you sow to the flesh, then the flesh starts to win out. He knows you got the Son of God in you, but you have to take authority over him. You have to have the power. Say, I have the power. I have the authority. I have the name of Jesus. 8. We said to him, come out of that man, unclean spirit. Wait a minute. Don't go any further. I want to go someplace. You don't mind, right? For he said to him, come out of that man, unclean spirit. Now go up to 15, Chris. I'm not going to go. You can go home and read this. Jesus is in the business of casting out demons. Then they came to Jesus and saw the one who had been demon-possessed and had the legion sitting, who had the legion, sitting and clothed in his... His mind was poisoned, he was shackled, and Jesus freed him, spirit, soul, and body. He was in his right mind. When you see a crazy person who has a poisoned mind and see Jesus heal him, that's what we ought to be doing. We ought to be running that poison out of their minds. We ought to be teaching them how to walk after our Lord and Savior. Close the door. Don't let nothing in your mind. Work at it. Battle it. You got the power of the Holy Spirit. But Jesus, see, people say mental people can't be healed. But he said he was in his right mind. Amen? And then when you get in your right mind, you go to the mind of Christ. That's the mind you let in there. And it keeps everything else out. The mind of Christ is the Word of God. Praise you, Jesus. See, we don't understand how the enemy gets Christians and other people. He shackles them, you see. He poisons their mind. See, it's time for the church to rise up and not have be shackled and not have a poisoned mind. And to open that, to walk in that door of faith, to have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he is our shepherd. He's going before us. We have the Holy Ghost in us. We're the temple of the Holy Spirit. I can remember John Hagee one time was preaching, and this guy come walking down the aisle with a gun. And it was like this. And he said, you're going to bow to Satan. And John Hagee said, no weapon formed against me is going to prosper. And the guy fired five times at him. No, first before he fired, this great muscle guy who lifts weights, he come out from the pew. He said, put that thing down. The guy says, get out of here. I'll blow your brains out. The guy went right at the pew, that big muscle man. He crawled all the way back through. He fired five times and no bullets. The bullets hit behind Hagee and never touched him. See, I wonder if we're there. I don't think we should try it, but I wonder if we're there. Because I think a lot of people would leak. Amen? Hallelujah. Say, I'm a watchman. Yeah. 2 Corinthians 11:2, Chris. I'm just going to flood you with the Word of God. I just preach the Word of God. That's when the Holy Ghost gets involved. He convinces you and convicts you because you see it up there. Oh, for I am jealous for you with godly jealousy, for I have betrothed you to one husband that I may present you as a chaste. What'd I say? That ain't what I wanted. Huh? I did say 11:2. No, it ain't you, Chris. It's me. Forget it. We'll go someplace else. I think I'm leaking. Hallelujah. That's not what I was looking for. It ain't 22, is it? Maybe I didn't put down enough twos. I know there's not three twos. No. Well, we'll just go on, Jesus. Ezekiel 33. See, we're watchmen, right? And it starts off, the watchman and his message. See, we got to know what kind of message is coming out of us. Is it the blood and the testimony of Jesus? Are we following Jesus? What is our message? Obviously, it's got to be the cross. So we start in Ezekiel, it's 33. Go up to, I don't want to go through the whole thing. Go up to 7, 33, 7. So you, son of man, I made you a watchman for the house of Israel. Therefore, you shall hear a word from my mouth and warn them for me. We have the word of God from the mouth of God to warn people, to run off demons, to get the poison out of people's minds by speaking the word of God. That's God speaking to us. That doesn't mean you don't have a voice of God in you and you can hear an audible voice in you. But I'm talking about the word of God speaks to us and tells us what to do, what to tell people. Those who are sick, those who are poisoned, those who are demon-possessed, those who are broken marriages, those who have, and on and on and on. We have the word of God, and we tell the people the word of God. Become spiritually involved and not emotionally involved. Verse 9, nevertheless, if you warn the wicked to turn from his ways, he does not turn from his ways. He will die in his iniquity, but you have delivered your soul. See, that's what keeps us free, by speaking the word of God to people, by being a good watchman over the word of God. Because God brings the word of God to you, no matter who you're talking to, where you're talking to people. You may not have a whole chapter, but you have a word that God wants you to speak to him or her. That's what a watchman does. Maybe you want to say a whole chapter, but maybe God only gave you a verse. Maybe God the Holy Spirit only gave you the name of Jesus. Maybe he just gave you to speak the blood. Maybe he just gave you to speak the power of the Holy Spirit, whatever the Spirit of God is saying to you. I'm telling you, saints, that's what a watchman does. You know when I had to learn to be a watchman? Turn to, where am I at here? Well, it was there somewhere. Praise you, Jesus. Hebrews 13:17. Obey those who rule over you, not controlling now. Not using you as a piece of carpet, and be submissive, for they watch out for your souls as those who must give an account. Let them do so with joy and not with grief, for that would be unprofitable for you. So you submit to people. You know, that's what leaders are. Leaders are watchmen over people's souls. Leaders are watchmen over children and teens. Leaders are watchmen over the body of Christ. And if someone's got bad stuff going on them, they're willing to speak it out, call it out. Be a watchman, be a leader. Watch over people's spirits. Watch over their minds. That's what leaders should be doing. Not walking around telling people how powerful you are and you can't blow your nose. I used to drown flies and then bring them back to life. By putting salt on them. Now some of you would say, well, why was you doing that? Because I was trying to learn healing. And some idiot told me to do that. And I did it. And the fly came back to life. But in the Bible, the salt is who? Ah. Yes. Put Jesus on people and watch life come back to them. Put the anointing of the Spirit of God upon people and watch life come back to them. See, you got to be, no one wants to submit. Everybody, it's about me. It's about my pain. I ain't submitting to no pastor. He don't know which way up is. Well, I didn't at one time, but I do now. Heaven. See, that's what people do. That's what leaders are supposed to do. You're supposed to be watchmen. It isn't about me. It's about me watching over you people and you praying for me. Then you become leaders. Then you watch over people. You got to watch over your husband, your wife, your children, if you have one. If you're single, you need to watch. Women need to watch over your child, or over yourself, or over your own mind. Be a watchman. And if you don't go to church nowhere, submit to God. Submit to the Word of God. Because the Word of God watches over you. If you speak it, if you renew your mind with it. I had a very sick mind, a poisoned mind. Do you know that? And God healed me. My family didn't think I was ever going to come out of it. To be honest with you, I didn't think so either. But you see, Jesus brought me out of it, taught me. It took a long time, and he's still working with me. See, he chips away all the time. He uses little things in your life. Can I share something with you? I shared it Friday night. Me and my wife bought a new vehicle. The church didn't buy it. Now say, the church didn't buy it. That's the first thing. Then church buy that. Bought a new vehicle. Came time to register it. It's always been LRJ and Elizabeth C. So we go to the motor vehicle. And they sent me a little card like they do you. I'm not special. I got the same kind of card. And so I take it up there, but on it it says, Elizabeth C. at LRJ. Listen now. So I says to the lady, I says, I want it like the old registration. Absolutely. She gives me back the papers. We go out in the car. I say, well, that rascal, she put Elizabeth C. at LRJ. You see, God says, is that important that you have to be on top? This is the manhood. This is the pride. Absolutely it's important. Well, God said it ain't to me. It isn't. So I said to Betty, they've done the same thing. And Betty said, well, we're both on here. Isn't that all right, dear? I said, well, I guess so. So I submitted to her. I wanted to go back in there and tell that lady. I said, Ellery, don't let that poison get you. Don't let that poison get you. Give up your pride. For a year, Betty's on top. Next year, I'm going to tell them to put Tippy, Ellery, and Betty. But you see how men are? I thought I'd arrived at some things. I treat her like a queen. She treats me like a king. But that little tweak that God, you say that little. My manhood went like the air out of the balloon. Do you men have to be on top all the time? Guess what? Someday God's going to show you. That lady was so nice to us. Absolutely, she said. So I perked up like a bah, 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 bah. When I got outside, she didn't pay attention to me. But I think God wanted to do that to teach me something. Does he do things in your life to teach you something, you men? See, I don't sign no checks. I think people think I died. because they're all sending stuff to her. That don't bother me. But that little title, that little... See, evidently, I was walking around with this little thing. And God just said, okay, it's time. Let's let the air out. Oh! Now you're becoming a Christian man. Not a man that's taught by the world. See, that's what a watchman is. God's watching over me, and I'm submitting to him. His word's watching over to me. There's always these little things he does with me. Boy, sometimes I don't like it. You know what it is? It's this whole death you go through. This whole decrease of the men's pride and so on and so forth. God, I want to kick something. If I do, I always use my right foot because it's plastic. Hallelujah. Well, that's what a watchman is. See, God's a watchman over us. And then he takes the fivefold ministry and he says, I want you to equip them. I want you to be a watchman over them. And I want you to grow watchmen. I want people to get involved in other people's lives instead of their own lives. Right, Rose? Right. See? Praise God. Rose agrees. Amen? Well, okay. See, I always tell little things that God does with me, even though I don't like it. See, I wouldn't have said it if it didn't come back to my memory. It came back to my mind. God said, say it again. I need a little time to recover, God. I'm not waiting for you to recover. You're already recovered. I am. Well, are you ready, Jeff? You ain't sleeping back, are you? Hallelujah. There's a song on here. This is the time. This is the time for God to whittle us down to our size. All men have the same problem. A man can look at pornography and it does something to the brain. Do you know that? It's poison, saints. You got to be a good watchman. You got to shut every door that the world opens, every door that the flesh opens. And it's an ongoing thing all your life. He'll do something this week that you'll recognize. You'll say, it won't be exactly done with me, but it'll be something for you men. Say, I want to grow. If I do want to grow, then God decrease me. Get me to die to self. And he'll use a little title, a little thing, or something. Do you have to make all the checks out? Oh, boy, you don't like that, do you? Maybe he'll start this week. Let your wife write it out. Get $1 million and go to Hawaii. Well, this is the time, blessing and honor. Which one you want? Randall? This is the time. Black, this is the time. Terry, this is the time to decrease. Amen? This is the time to be a good steward. Praise God.
Praise you, Jesus. This is the time when true worshipers will worship him. These are the days when my Father's ways will be known to men. This is the hour when the Spirit's power will move again. As we worship Him in spirit and in truth. Hear the voice of the Lord, for this is the time when true worshipers are gonna worship Him. These are the days when my Father's ways will be known to men. This is the hour when the Spirit's power will move again. All across our land, as we worship Him in spirit and in truth.
Sing with me. Lord, we worship You.
Lord, we worship You in spirit and in truth. Lord, we worship You in spirit and in truth. Can you hear the angels singing? Worship Him today. Proclaim.
to go forth now to the heavenly places. Let that new song of praise, let that new song of worship go to Him. He was and is to come. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You alone are worthy. You alone are holy. You alone are righteous. You alone are good, O God. Hallelujah. My soul magnifies Your name, O Lord. All over the earth, You are exalted.
Father God, in Jesus' name, I speak out in faith in the name of Jesus. I speak out healing in the wrist. I speak out healing right now, Lord, in the minds. I speak healing, Lord, into spines and backs and hips, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And it will not return according to the authority of Your word and Your name, Lord Jesus Christ. By faith, Lord, I speak healing into hearts and lungs and kidneys, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I thank You, Lord, that I'm releasing my faith, believing in Your resurrection power, Jesus, believing, Lord, that You're the same yesterday, today, and forever. So we just ask, Jesus, that Your Holy Spirit, Lord, release the gift of faith, Lord, into people's lives to receive what I'm speaking this morning in Jesus' holy name. We thank You, Lord Jesus Christ, that I speak healing in the bowels, Lord, as people having trouble with their bowels, and I'm speaking healing in the name of Jesus by faith in Jesus' name. And I thank You and I praise You, Lord. I'm speaking healing into legs, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We just give You praise and honor and glory, Lord. People will recognize Your love, recognize Your healing anointing, Lord, as they go home and find out and recognize that what they had is no longer with them because of Your love and Your power, Lord Jesus Christ. I speak healing in the hands, Lord, in Jesus' name, in the lungs, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank You and we praise You, Lord. I speak healing in the hips right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank You, Lord Jesus. Thank You, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. All that strange stuff in our bodies, Lord, is being loosed by the power of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Being loosed by the gift of faith. We're going to believe, Lord. We're going to have confidence and faith in You, Lord Jesus. We just give You praise and honor and glory, Lord, in Jesus' holy name. Hallelujah. Does anybody need prayer this morning for anything? Hallelujah. If you do, get up here. If you don't, then we'll close. Hallelujah. No prayer? Hallelujah. Well, Father God, we thank You and we praise You, Lord Jesus, for Your love. We thank You for Your word. We thank You, Lord, that we will learn, Lord, to become watchmen, Lord. That we will learn, Lord, to take authority and power as You have given it to us, Lord, in the blessed name of Jesus. Father God, I ask You to bless everyone in this place, Lord, with Your peace and Your love, Lord. I ask, Lord, that if there's any worrying hearts, Lord, that their worry will be loosed from them this morning in Jesus' holy name. We give You praise, Lord Jesus, for Your wonderful presence and peace in this place in Jesus' name. And everybody said, hallelujah. Well, praise God.